This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, last week we got a boatload of information for the dairy markets to absorb. A huge downfall in the financial markets, the June dairy products report, and the June U.S. dairy export data. U.S. milk production is below a year ago. What is all of this adding up to in your mind?
Well, there's a lot there, Lee. I mean, there's a ton going on. What I look at from last week is to look at the markets, and I say, you know, maybe that was a shot across the bow for the equities markets in the U.S. I mean, there are certainly some concerns around the economy. I think that got started as the Bank of Japan has raised interest rates twice this year, actually in the past 2 months. And that's kind of sent, you know, some unwinding of longer term trades in bigger markets like equities over the past couple of years. They're starting to unwind those trades. As they do that, people get caught up in a lot of emotional trading, of course. And we've been able to recover quite a bit from that. But it probably is a shot across the bow to say, hey, listen, stocks can go down. Markets can go down. But when I look at dairy, the fundamentals didn't change because of what happened in the U.S. stock market last week. The fundamentals for dairy were still tight on milk. We've got better demand for products, certainly cheese, but it's really a supply-driven market. We've talked about that for the whole year, really. And I think as supply remains somewhat constrained, it reveals when you get those pockets of demand, it reveals that, hey, like, we don't have a ton of overhang in the markets on dairy. Eventually, the broader economy, and if we go into a recession at some point next year or something like that, you know, it certainly could affect dairy, no doubt about it. But for the moment, I don't see anything different. And I think these markets, dairy specifically, if I look at class three and cheese, those markets are still bull markets. We're still in the midst of it. We had a big correction. It was sponsored in part by what happened in the equities market, but the bull is still alive and well.
Well, we're looking at the impact of a lack of heifers, and dairy farmers can't respond to the higher milk prices because how do they increase output on the farm?
Right. No doubt. That is the sneaky story all year. What it comes down to is when we don't have demand, like we didn't have, we really had poor demand specifically for cheese at the beginning of the year, and we were at $1.50, and it didn't matter that the same problems you're just talking about, the replacement heifers, the availability of milk, didn't really matter that we didn't have an oversupply of milk. But now we've made less milk. We've made less cheddar this year. Every month this year, we've made less cheddar than we did this time last year. So I don't think we've ever strung together 6 months of lower cheddar production in the U.S., and we price off of cheddar. Now you've got constraints on the farm, you've got constraints on finished product production, and you've got demand that's like wonky at best, but certainly has come back here this summer and probably is going to remain pretty good going into the fall.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. Changes take effect next month within the Farm Service Agency's farm loan programs, change designed to improve borrower financial flexibility, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
A new way of doing business through USDA Farm Service Agency farm loan programs, and in turn, increase flexibility and resiliency for ag producers / borrowers. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau explained to reporters Thursday.
I think that these changes to the terms are really transformative. We're really proud of all three of these provisions that we've lifted up. Any of them on their own would be a great transformation, but taken as a collective, this really signals a new day in ag finance where FSA is going to position itself as the leader and the example for how our friends in the lending community might consider doing this.
The changes scheduled to take effect September 25th, include a new low-interest installment set-aside program for financially distressed borrowers, improved repayment terms to increase borrower financial flexibility, and reduced additional loan security requirements to enable borrowers to leverage equity. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.